Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap eight games from your Monday news, notes, and more, and get you ready for a full slate of Tuesday action. So let's get cracking on the news and notes from Monday. Steven Matz of the St. Louis Cardinals going to the IL with a lat strain, a pretty severe lat strain that reports are saying Steven Matz could be out for the rest of the season, likely out for the rest of the season. Matthew Liberatore locks him into the rotation for sure now, and maybe some other corresponding moves down the road here for the Cardinals. But Steven Matz, who's actually been very, very good over his last handful of starts, goes to the IL, likely out for the season. Wander Franco was placed on the restricted list as MLB opens an investigation into the allegations against Franco. Dominican Republic is investigating as well. They have even more news coming out there. I am not going to report on this every day. I just reported on this because he is going on the restricted list for at least this road trip, maybe longer. When we get news that affects him being on or off the diamond or anything more secure, I will retort again. But it's a horrible situation if any of these rumors are true. So, Wander Franco going to be gone for a bit with the Tampa Bay Rays. Los Angeles Dodgers are calling up minor leaguer Gus Varland. He's a relief pitcher for the most part. Milwaukee drafted him in the Rule 5 draft. They did not keep him up, so he returned to the Dodgers. With the Dodgers in AAA OKC, 2.16 ERA, near 30% strikeout rate. So good bullpen arm for Gus Varland. Probably nothing more than that, though, for fantasy terms. The Orioles, they reinstated Aaron Hicks from the IL on Monday and sent Colton Kowser back to AAA, who just never got it going. Hopefully he can get the bat going good again in AAA once again and maybe make an appearance in September for the Baltimore Orioles. The Oakland A's reinstated Tony Kemp from the paternity list. Just standard procedure there. He inserted himself right back in the lineup on Monday. Rockies, they activated Charlie Blackmon from the IL. He led off on Monday for the Rockies. DFA'd Cole Tucker in the return move there, which was a big, I don't know if it's a big surprise, but a surprise. Cole Tucker, once one of the top prospects for the Pittsburgh Pirates, just could never get it going. Went to Colorado, couldn't get it going there. We'll see where the next stop is for Cole Tucker. The Giants made a bit of a surprising move on Monday. They called outfield prospect Wade Meckler up from AAA. Meckler started the season in high A. This is his fourth level of baseball this season. Meckler was an eighth-round draft pick in 2022. He's only the fourth player from the 2022 draft, apparently. The other three were the Angels, if I read that correctly, to make their appearance in the big so far. I find that hard to believe, but that's what they're saying. Meckler, throughout his four stages of the minor, hit .379 with five home runs and six stolen bases. So he's a very, very good contact hitter, gets on base a ton, can score you some runs. Power and speed are kind of lacking from him. Like, he hit second on Monday night for the Giants. They just want him there to get on base, set the table, hopefully get the offense going. That's what he did through all the levels of the minors. So fantasy-wise, probably not a lot here, more of a real baseball move here, unless he figures something out. He's still very, very young, obviously, so we'll see where that goes. One of the corresponding moves for the Giants is they optioned Luis Matos back to AAA. Just never really got it going with the bigs. Even Gabe Kapler said, I hope Matos can go to AAA, find a swing, and come back and help us in a few weeks. So they want Luis Matos up in the bigs, the Giants do. It's just a matter of getting him going because he just couldn't find it in the major leagues. The Arizona Diamondbacks made another kind of, I guess, surprising move. They called up Kyle Lewis from AAA to play in the outfield and sent Jake McCarthy back to AAA. This has been a thing this year. McCarthy's crushed in AAA, struggled in the bigs. Kyle Lewis will take the spot for now. We'll see where things go from there. Wilson Contreras has been swinging a very, very good bat since the All-Star break. Well, that's going to get put on hold for a bit. As he left Monday's game with tightness in his right hip, he was tagging up from first base to second base on a fly ball. He made it to second base. Then he made it to the bench after that with the tightness in the right hip. Obviously not good if you're a catcher to have right hip tightness, so keep an eye on this situation going forward. Andrew Kisner has been quite serviceable when being used as the backup catcher for the Cardinals. G-Man Choi, for those of you that added G-Man Choi this week in Weekly League because the Padres faced seven right-handed pitchers, oof. G-Man Choi was placed on the IL with a rib injury, going to be out for at least the minimum 10 days, likely more. Garrett Cooper, who was platooning with Choi, started on Monday, and Coop went downtown. Cooper's a big-time bat. I had him in a lot of spots. I dropped him because I didn't like the platoon situation. Might be on my radar come this Sunday if he needs some power at the corner infield position. Mike Trout, this is the latest report. Nothing too crazy, but he's working his way back from his injury. But they made sure to let us all know, the Angels did, that Mike Trout still has no timetable for his return. And as the Angels continue to fall further and further out of playoff contention, you wonder if there's really any rush to get Mike Trout back to the roster. More devastating news for Mike Yastrzemski. He had another setback running the bases with his injured hamstring, and he has been shut down once again. He's had the hamstring injury like three times at least this season. Finally works his way back, plays a couple weeks, gets it again. It comes to the point now, it's like the Giants just need to shut Yaz down until like September and then see what happens. They'll probably be out of the playoff race by then anyways, but he's not letting it fully heal. And yeah, soft tissue injuries, no bueno. Anthony Rizzo, he's having more tests ran on his concussion symptoms in Florida. And he's having these tests because they could be his final test as Rizzo is getting very close to being cleared to begin baseball activities. Now, what does that mean in return to the Yankees? Probably still a little ways away, but it's good sign seeing that Anthony Rizzo is starting to feel a little better. The doctors have cleared him to fly, which then it goes back to thinking, well, he's been flying for over 60 days with these symptoms. But yeah, they're starting to work him back the right way, I guess. Better late than never, but still, that whole situation, the fact it kind of got swept under the rug, I don't understand at all. And last but not least, Ozzie Albies to the IL with a hamstring injury. He left Sunday night's game late in the game with the injury. He was out of the lineup, missed most of the game, and then it was like after the game even is when the Braves put Albies on the IL. So two things. Nicky Lopez got the start. He's played well in his two games back. And then also Vaughn Grissom could be getting a return to the Atlanta Braves. Grissom did this last year when Albies got hurt. Snitker, the manager of the Braves, was asked postgame if Vaughn Grissom was an option, and he said Vaughn Grissom is definitely an option to potentially get called up and help out at second base. You got Nicky Lopez and Grissom, maybe a platoon situation at second base. All right, Underdog Fantasy, everybody. You want to make some money-making picks on MLB games, then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they will go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. So you have some bonus cash to start playing with. All right, some of the early lines from overnight that I like. You love the Braves versus Severino. Very easy stuff there. You think easy on paper. Matt Olson over 1.5 total bases. Austin Riley over 1.5 total bases. Both look good. I like St. Louis versus the Oakland pitching situation. Paul Goldschmidt over 8.5 fantasy points. Goldschmidt had a combo meal on Monday. Bellinger over 8.5 points versus Tuki Toussaint looks juicy. And then Zach Lytle over 3.5 Ks. Giants strike out a ton to begin with. Plus, Lytle's got some revenge factor going on there with Gabe Kapler. So that'll be fun. I'm looking forward to more of the lines coming out during the day on Tuesday. There are some juicy spots to attack on this Tuesday slate of action. So again, that's underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, all one word, and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Just a reminder, though, you must be at least 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 or over in Alabama, Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, some of your hitting highlights from Monday. Nicky Lopez, the aforementioned, just want to bring him up because he went 3-for-4 with a run, 3 RBIs, and a stolen base. I mentioned he could get some run here with Ozzie Albies out. And Nicky Lopez has 2 starts so far with the Braves since getting traded. He's 7-for-10 with a double, a homer, 4 runs scored, 8 RBIs, and a stolen base. Obviously, Lopez won't be that good forever, but he's showing the upside in that powerhouse of a lineup that there could be some serious offensive production from a guy people wrote off quite a while ago. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, wanted to mention him as well. Like, there's tons of home runs tonight. We're talking about some special players here on this section. IKF went 3-for-4 with a run and an RBI. I just wanted to bring him up because he led off again on Monday. He's been leading off and on of late. He's been playing well since August 1st, hitting .277, homer, 7 runs, 7 RBI, stolen base. Doesn't jump off the page, but he's been very, very productive compared to where you could have drafted him, free agent-wise. Multi-position flexibility could help a ton with all the injuries right now. And most importantly, if you could stream on Tuesday, the Yankees face Bryce Elder, who is not good at all right now. So IKF could be a nice streaming target in that matchup. Last but not least, Cabrian Hayes, he's been playing great since coming off the IL. He went 2-for-5 with a double and an RBI on Monday. Since returning from the IL on August 2nd, Cabrian Hayes is hitting .286, 2 doubles, a triple, 3 home runs, 4 runs scored, and 12 RBIs, being quite productive at the dish. Only caveat I'll mention, he's been battling back problems all year. It's like he's going off and on the IL. Right now he's healthy. We know how back problems can linger, but Cabrian Hayes was a popular pickup this past week. If he's available, definitely worth playing while healthy. He's swinging a very, very good bat. So make sure you guys check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some pitching highlights from Monday. Brady Singer was singing a song, folks. 7 1/3 innings pitch, 2 earned, 2 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks against the Seattle Mariners. He had a no-no going late into that game. Singer had 13 whiffs and a 27% CSW. And he's just been outstanding. I think I've talked about him almost every time over his last 4 or 5 starts. Because over his last 5 starts, Brady Singer's thrown 33 innings, only allowed 9 runs, 6 walks, and 35 strikeouts. The Ks have improved. The ratios have been there for a while this year. Big stuff from Brady Singer. Merrill Kelly went into Coors Field and said, I don't care about Coors Field. And to be fair, the Rockies haven't cared all year about Coors Field either. But Merrill Kelly, 6 innings pitched, 2 earned, 5 hits, 1 walk, and 11 punchies, 11 strikeouts. In Colorado, 11 of his 18 outs were strikeouts against the Rockies. Merrill Kelly had 21 whiffs and a 37% CSW. Yes, Merrill Kelly did that to the Rockies. That's how bad the Rockies are right now. Over Merrill Kelly's last 5 starts, pretty darn good stuff here. 29 innings pitched, 8 earned runs, 8 walks, and 33 strikeouts. Let's keep an eye on old Merrill Kelly. The last but not least, Grayson Rodriguez continues to deal, and he's continued to be way too low rostered on Yahoo. I write about him every week in my waiver wire Yahoo article. It's way too low. And Grayson does it again. Goes into San Diego. Rodriguez, 7 innings pitched, 1 earned, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Grayson Rodriguez had 15 whiffs and a 34% CSW on the day. Since he was recalled on July 17th, Rodriguez has started 6 games. He's thrown 35 and 2/3 innings, allowed 12 runs, 11 walks, and 30 strikeouts, which is good. That's good for a 3.03 ERA and a 0.98 whip. Grayson Rodriguez, real deal. Holy field. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. 8 games on the slate. We had 2 whole saves, folks. So your relief pitching highlights, Justin Lawrence picked up his 10th save of the year for the Rockies, and Felix Bautista, the bad man himself, 32nd save of the year for the Baltimore Orioles. There was some nasty late game bullpen stuff. A lot of teams came back. The Mariners came back and won amongst many more. So there was some blowups to limit some saves chances. Those are your 2 saves on the day. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we take a look at Tuesday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. DFS, we have a 13-game main slate. There's 2 games that start at 6:40 Eastern. 13-game main slate starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Pitching's atrocious. Pitching's also overpriced on the slate on DraftKings. So I like Jack Flaherty against San Diego, Nick Pivetta against the Nats, Zach Lytle against the Giants, and Emerson Hancock against the Kansas City Royals. save some money on pitching, get all the bats because there's tons. There's more than I'm going to even mention here. The best stack of the day, the most popular stack of the day, will be the Atlanta Braves against Luis Severino. Then you obviously got Coors Field in play, Arizona versus Ty Block, and Colorado versus Ciccone. Those are both great spots. I like the Cubbies versus Tuki Toussaint as well. That could be a fun one, but there are a ton of ways to go. Good value, good other great spots to go. Dodgers against Adrian Hauser is one. You know, the Twins against Alex Fado could be a nice value for you. Lots of ways to go on this slate, but those are your primary ones. Atlanta should be the most popular for sure. Some things I'm looking forward to on Tuesday, Severino versus Elder. All the fireworks, folks. Braves already went off on Monday, taking care of business against the Yankees. Now you got the gas cannon Severino and Elder, who's just been on the struggle bus extraordinaire. So this just has fireworks written all over it for fantasy goodness. I'm looking forward to that one. Giolito versus Montgomery, two of the big trade acquisitions. Gio's, you know, been up and down all season doing his thing, even with the Angels. Goes up against a very, very tough Texas team, a Texas team that went off on Patrick Sandoval on Monday, which you kind of expected. But you got Gio versus Jordan Montgomery. Montgomery's been very solid as well. Angels are just falling apart at the seams. So I'm looking forward to this Gio versus Montgomery matchup. Two guys I like a lot fantasy-wise and in real life. Could be a good matchup. Could get ugly. We'll see about that one. Emerson Hancock's second start of his big league career going against the Kansas City Royals, a pesky, hot Kansas City Royals offense. So looking forward to that. And then Jack Flaherty, third start with the Orioles. He's gone 11 innings, allowed four runs, and struck out at least, and he struck out eight in each start, 16 strikeouts with the increased pitch mix and velocity changes he has made. So looking forward to seeing Jack Flaherty in another start for the Orioles. We just saw Grayson Rodriguez did to the Padres. Let's see what Jack Flaherty does in San Diego. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out of here, reminder, go check out pitcherlist.com, all the great free articles, free podcasts, and much, much more. And when you realize you like it so much, go join PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. You get even more cool stuff like this, the awesome Discord that you can only get with PL Plus and PL Pro, plus even more content, more new content. You get to help create the ideas behind more content. So go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. You won't regret it. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Tuesday and preview Wednesday's action on the diamond. But for now, this was your First Pitch Podcast, Tuesday, August 15th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.